Hello, is Alonzo Sellers there?
Who's calling?
Good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes. Now, what are the questions now?
Yes, this survey is about changes of laws and policies regarding the tobacco industry.
Regarding the tobacco? Tobacco?
Yes. Tobacco, yeah.
I don't even smoke, but come on.
Thank you. And first, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Wait a minute. Say that.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, ma'am. Nobody works there.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, ma'am. I'm going to vote.
And between probably vote and definitely vote?
Yes.
Which one?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Is that an opinion, though? Is that...
This is just for democratic purposes, just to see the quotas that we have to fill.
What's that question for? What is it for?
Yes, it is just to see the quotas, if we have already filled the quotas or not.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you know I voted for Biden this time, you know I'm pretty much going to vote for him next time, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. We just want to know, in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No, ma'am.
That's fine. What is your age?
54.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
The way I'm feeling right about it now, a little bit of all of that.
Where do you lean more? Do you
I'm
need
sorry?
Options again? About where do you lean
liberal.
More? Liberal, and would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Okay. We just have satisfied or very dissatisfied. Oh, very satisfied, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
Satisfied.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 of how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important. Yes?
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine.
Hold on, man.
Yes.
Hold on a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, come on, say that. How much longer do we got?
Yeah, a few more questions.
A few more? Like three?
Yeah. Okay, no, a few more than that.
No.
Yeah. We would love to hear
your
opinion.
Can you call me back?
We can, yes. At what time can we call you back?
All right, call me back tomorrow sometime.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will try to call you back. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Huh.